Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365. 365 days of motivation and empowerment just for you. My name is Marvin Roan, and I am your host for the next 30 minutes. We will talk about gratitude. We will talk about praise. We will talk about faith. We will talk about those things that will allow you to become the best person that you can be. And all you have to do is become motivated and inspired to become the best person that you can be today and every day. And that's what it's all about. That is what the empowerment process is all about. That is what the empowerment system of motivation is all about. And so it is working on yourself. It is taking the time out to look at yourself. And as always, what we do here at Empowerment 365 and the Empowerment Works is we work on ourselves, and we start with the pledge, and that pledge is I will work on myself. And if you will, just begin to think about what you need to do to begin to work on yourself. I will work on myself. If you can just put that down inside of you, if you can ingrain that thought within your heart and your mind, I will work on myself. I will work on my issues. I will work on my concerns and my pains. And if you could just do that for just a moment, then you got it. It's just that simple. Just begin to say, I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. That's what it's all about. It's working on yourself. But today, we want you to work on yourself. Take a few moments for gratitude. And as we express gratitude for the things that we have in our life, that's the way we start each day. Start your day with gratitude, quiet reflection, and things you know you need to do to ground yourself. So today, we start with gratitude. And that gratitude is simply, I am thankful. So if you will, begin this day with gratitude. Become thankful for your life, for good health. I'm thankful for my health. And if you could just think that, say that with me, I am grateful for my health. I am grateful for my life. And I practice gratitude every day of being thankful for the things that I do have. Begin today to focus on the things that you're grateful for, whether it's your home or your car, your family, or a friend, a significant other. Become thankful right now. And within your heart, if you can and if you will, just for a moment, relax, open your heart, and become thankful for the things in your life that you do have. Become grateful right now for the bank account, if you have one. And if you don't have a bank account and you just happen to be listening today, don't worry about that either. Just be thankful that you're alive. And just know that you are someone special. Take the opportunity to ground yourself right now and just become grateful for another day. I am thankful for another day, and I start my day being thankful for another start. And as we begin to continue this process, offer forgiveness. Find something or someone to forgive right now. Become forgiving in your heart. Open your mind and your thoughts toward forgiveness. Complete gratitude and faith. Love in your heart. You can do this. You can be open to loving. Because only love can conquer hate. Only peace can calm the raging storm within. And that's why we practice quiet reflection and gratitude every day, centering ourselves and becoming grounded so that life becomes easier. It becomes peaceful. So find someone right now to forgive. I am forgiven in my heart right now. Find someone to forgive and let go. Let it go right now, if you would. Just take a moment to just let go. Forgive. Forgive yourself. forgive someone else for a negative comment, something hurtful that has happened in your life, forgive right now. So let's stop for a moment. Practice forgiveness. Let it go. Let go of the pain. Let go of the hurt. Would you just let go of the disappointment right now? Just release it right now. Open your heart to something new, to something different. And on this day, allow yourself to be free from your past, free from your memories, and open your heart. Let it go right now. And just be at peace. Let go. And now, let's humble ourselves as we begin to continue our day. Let's continue it with humility. Let's not inflate our ego to make ourselves big, but let's humble ourselves that we can begin to work on the innermost parts of ourselves. I'm working on myself. I am working on myself. And let's sprinkle in a little love right now. I love myself. If you will, would you just say that with me right now? And even if you don't say it, just think it. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. Thank you for another day. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for allowing me to see and hear and taste and touch and smell. Can you just be thankful for just one of those things? And can you be thankful for your heart right now that is beating and pulsating blood throughout your body so you can sustain your physical being? I'm thankful for my lungs that I can breathe. I'm thankful for my eyes that I can see, my ears that I can hear, and my heart that I can love. I'm so thankful right now. I am grateful for the things that I do have. I'm thankful for balance. I'm thankful for the process of digestion, that my food digest and give my body the nutrients that it needs to sustain itself. I'm thankful right now. Become thankful for your life.
Lift your voice and just worship.
Now, we move to the praise model. And it is very important that you begin your day with praise and worship. And if you go out to the website, you'll see the model written out very clearly. But we start with praise and worship, and we humble ourselves, and we open ourselves up to become thankful for what God has done for us. And it doesn't matter what you believe in right now, or if you are thinking about what your beliefs are, can you just be thankful that there is something or someone greater than yourself that was able to somehow place the sun in the sky, in space? And can you humble yourself to something or someone that was great enough to put stars in the sky in formations? And can you humble yourself, say, the author of this creation created molecules, created atoms, created you, created the birds, created the trees, created the seas. Can you humble yourself and say, thank you for the beauty that I see. Can you recognize right now the beauty around you, that when you walk out of your home or wherever you reside and you look in the sky or you look at the earth, you see the manifestation of the beauty of the Creator right before your eyes? Can you just say thank you? And can you praise and become humble every day, no matter how things go, no matter how things appear? Can you give praise? Can you just humble yourself right now? And can you acknowledge that there are blessings in your life? Can you acknowledge that the blessings that you continue to receive are there as a benefit to you in your life? Can you acknowledge and recognize that you've been covered your whole life? And no matter what is transacted in your life, or what transition you had to go through, you're making it through safely. You're covered and protected. So let's give praise right now. Let's recognize and acknowledge and intercede on the behalf of someone else. Can you pray right now for someone else? Can you open up your heart to send out a prayer or a blessing to someone else right now? Can you offer up a prayer for someone who is hurting right now? Can you pray and bless the next person? There's a child somewhere that needs your prayer. There's a woman that needs your prayer. There's a man who needs your prayer right now. There's someone who needs a blessing from you right now. And if you will humble yourself to get out of your own way, to stop thinking about yourself long enough, pray for someone else, to intercede on someone else's behalf. Will you do that right now? Will you do that right now? Will you do that right now? Will you give praise right now? Will you intercede on someone else's behalf right now? And now, in this process, it's time for you to ask for something for yourself. Whatever it is that you need, whatever it is you feel that you desire, ask for it right now. Whether it's money or a new car or a new home or new clothing, something for your babies, whatever it is, you ask for it right now. Ask and believe and you will receive. Let's praise Him right now. Let's just say thank you. Thank you so much right now. Let's say thank you. Let's say thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And now we go into the quiet portion of it, where in this, after we intercede on behalf of others, we just stop. And the reason why we stop is because most people just pray, and they 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 never stop to listen. Because God is always trying to give us guidance and direction and instructions. But as soon as we finish praying, we're gone. So I'm asking you to stop right now and just listen. Humble yourself, become quiet, become still, and just take time to listen, to hear the still, quiet voice that lives within you. Get your divine guidance. Get your divine revelation. And get what you need to refresh and replenish yourself for a new day. Let's quiet ourselves. I humble myself right now. I open my heart and my mind to listen. That's it. Open your mind, open your heart. And just listen. Practice listening every day. Working on yourself. I'm working on myself. Working on my relationship with myself. And I will put forth effort and commit to working on myself. Become thankful right now. So I want you to begin your day now with quiet reflection. Take this time to relax and release and unwind. Just become thankful. Take a few moments. Slowly begin to calm yourself and relax. Breathe in slowly and begin to mentally relax. Relax your forehead. Relax your neck. Relax your shoulders. That's it, just relax. Relax your arms, your elbows, your wrists, your fingers. Slowly relax your chest, your back, and your abdomen. Just relax. Yes, just relax. And this quiet relaxation is for us to continue to humble ourselves, to be open, to learn and grow. I am working on myself right now. Now I want you to relax your legs. Feeling calm and peaceful. Relax your thighs, hamstrings, your calves, your ankles. Relax your feet and your toes. Just relax and let go. Sit quietly and mentally feel the calming feeling of peaceful relaxation and tranquility. Relax your mind right now. Just let go. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, completely relaxed, completely at peace. Once you're relaxed, mentally release any negativity that you feel. Begin to feel gratitude and appreciation. Take a slow, deep breath and become thankful for your life and your health. Become peaceful. Now, I want you to visualize yourself sitting completely peaceful and relaxed in a beautiful garden. And this garden is filled with beautiful flowers, beautiful trees, beautiful green grass. This is a beautiful place that we will call your garden. And this is a place that you can go anytime to relax, to release. It's a safe space. This is where you can praise and worship. This is your place. So I want you to continue to visualize and see beautiful birds, if you want birds in your garden. See beautiful green trees and a golden sun that sits on the horizon. And within your garden, feel the softness of the green grass. On your feet, feel it. Experience it. No cares, no worries, no frustration, no deadlines. There are no obligations. Just be. And as you sit quietly and peacefully in your garden, sense the silence. And within this silence, there is love, joy, and peace that exists within you and all around your garden. Completely relax your mind, your body, and allow the feeling of peacefulness to move throughout your body. And slowly repeat, I am peaceful. I am peaceful. I am peaceful. And now slowly repeat, I love myself. I love myself. Breathe in. Take a long breath in. Blow it out slowly. Wiggling your fingers and your toes. Opening your eyes whenever you're ready. This is quiet relaxation. You want to establish quiet periods. It's a part of your empowerment process. Practice this every day. Doing the relaxation techniques and visualization, quiet periods, reflection and gratitude and praise. This is the foundation for changing your mind and your heart. If you could just settle yourself down for a little while, step away from those things and events in your life. Complete your quiet reflection. Review your goals and your pledge and your tools. And you got it. Turn that TV off and that radio or that music and just rest peacefully at night to end your day working on you, the nature, the character, or the unseen identity of the person or individual within. That is you. That is you. So there you have it. Quiet reflection. Gratitude. Humility. Visualization. Join us again tomorrow for another episode of Empowerment 365. Working on ourselves every day. Tell a friend. Join us on the web, www.empowerment.weebly.com. or you can join us live on Blog Talk Radio. All you have to do is simply try to work on yourself today and every day. I'm Marvin Rohn, the Director of Empowerment Works, and I wish you well. I wish you a great day. All you have to do is make a commitment today to work on yourself one day at a time. Have a great day. Become the best person that you can be, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on Blog Talk Radio. Finding you, Marvin Rohn, Empowerment 365, and all of those other things just for you every day right here. Go into the archives, find out something good out there in Marvin's garden to listen to, or we have so much material that you can read or listen to. It's Empowerment 365 days right here. I'll talk to you soon. Have a great day. Love on somebody. Be good, people. Peace.